Hello.
Hi, this is Ruben. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
A great weekend. It starts again very early today.
I know. Definitely. But, good to have work to do, right?
You better believe it. So I know when we spoke last time, you were with some people. Were you able to gather up those returns in the P&L and balance sheet and the quotes?
Yeah, I've got most of that together, but I think. Don't know if I'm thinking about this here, and I think I'm gonna try to go a different route, find something less expensive.
Not a problem. What are you looking
You
at?
know, I was gonna go look for just a regular water jet, something I can, find for significantly less.
Yeah, you might. Look, here's the thing. I think the way you're thinking is right because let's just say, how much is a traditional water jet?
100 or less,
Yeah.
depending on what I find.
Yeah, I mean, let's put it this way, right? So let's say you get a water jet, and I think your thinking is actually correct, because if you get a water jet, it's 100 grand, and you blow it out of the water, and things are going great. Look, you can always step up to something bigger, but it's kind of hard to step down from something bigger. So that's perfectly reasonable. Just so I can start doing things on my end, though, can you get me those returns over and that P&L when you have a chance?
The other thing I wanted to do was go ahead and see what we can start getting going on this working capital.
Yes. So
And then just kind of go ahead and budget into it, X amount of dollars for a down payment based on, what we, up to, like the 100 on whatever we find, and then I can stash that off to the side.
you
And
got it.
then, but because I've got these things I need to get done and get going over here. Now the water jet can come when I find one.
Gotcha. Yep. So let's bring that up. Hold on one second. So, and do you think we're looking at new or used on the jet?
It'd probably used,
Are we going to go?
honestly.
Okay, that's not a problem. Are you going to go through a private individual, an equipment broker, or an equipment dealer?
Probably one of the last two.
Okay. So there's different rules with equipment brokers versus equipment dealers. That's kind of a few funding things to go through, but let me give you my general thoughts and we can bring this up. Give me a second. One second. So here's my preference, but it obviously comes down to what your preference is. My preference is to give you a formal approval, very like today, once you get a quote, and then say you have an exact number of money down, all those things. However, a lot of my customers that I deal with, you could find the water jet you want today. It could be 3 or 4 months. I mean, there's a lot of customers that I deal with that there's a lot of back and forth. They have to go view the equipment, they have to go fly out, and obviously they have the need to pull the working capital trigger earlier. So what I want to do is give you an idea of what I've done for other customers that have very similar profiles, kind of on what you'd expect, but I want to preface this and say that I'm not guaranteeing you an approval. So let's just say the number I give you is 20 grand down or 20 grand as first payment. I can't guarantee anything that you come back to me and that those terms are going to be available. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.